Good afternoon. After some early morning stratus clouds in the valleys, we are going to be seeing our highs looking to only reach into the low to mid 70s today outside of valley areas, which saw those low stratus clouds as well as some fog this morning. They're going to see more sunshine today, and they're still expecting the highs to also reach into the low to mid 70s. Dew points are going to stay rather high today as well in the upper 50s and low 60s, so it will remain muggy today. What's going to be happening, though, is a shortwave trough over the mid-Atlantic region is going to dampen as it moves offshore today, but it's going to bring a surge of moisture into our region. This is going to result in mostly cloudy skies and even the potential for an isolated shower for areas south and east of the Capital District this afternoon, including most of western New England, the mid-Hudson Valley, and the eastern Catskills. The southern Adirondacks, western Mohawk Valley, upper Hudson Valley should see mostly sunny skies. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the nation's heartland will witness quite the temperature swing over the next couple of days as a cold front traverses the region. Today starts off on a hot note in the southern and central plains as high temperatures soar into the 90s and even surpass the century mark in spots. Portions of the Midwest are also expected to deal with abnormally hot conditions as daily temperature anomalies range between 10 to 15 degrees above normal. While the southern tier of the plains are mired summer-like temperatures, a strong cold front is set to usher in a more autumn-esque air mask across the northern Rockies and plains today. The front is forecast to race south and east throughout the weekend, leading to a considerably cooler day in the central plains and Midwest on Sunday. By Monday morning, below normal temperatures are expected to engulf the front range of the Rockies and throughout the high plains, with morning lows falling below freezing in the central Rockies. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 108 just to the east of Brawley, California, to a low of 27 at Escort Station in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy with a chance for an isolated shower and high near 73. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 76. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 76. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 68 degrees, while the average low is 47. The record high of 90 was set back in 2017, while the record low of 29 was set back in 1947. Today's sunrise was at 6:47 a.m. The sun is set to set at 6:44 p.m. That's a total of 11 hours and 56 minutes of daylight today. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 51 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon as highs reach near the mid-70s. And for the night tonight, we will be turning mostly cloudy as overnight lows drop down into the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking mostly cloudy this afternoon as highs reach near the mid-70s. And for the night tonight, we will see cloudy conditions continuing, but we will see the chance for maybe an isolated shower or two and the addition of some patchy fog as we get towards the early morning hours, overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny for the day today, as our highs look to reach near the mid-70s, and for the night tonight, we will turn to mostly cloudy skies, and we will see the chance for an isolated shower or two as overnight lows drop down into low 60s and upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are going to see a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs look to reach near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, we turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the upper 50s. We will see the chance for an isolated shower or two. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to be seeing a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs look to reach near the mid-70s. And for the night tonight, we are going to be turning mostly cloudy as our overnight lows look to drop down into the low 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, warm air and humidity continues to push its way into the region. Highs are expected to be in the 70s, with some in the lower 80s in the upper Hudson and Mohawk Valleys. for not just Sunday, but for Monday as well, and dew points are expected to remain in the 60s, giving us a more muggy feel. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.